It is, to coin the adjective that I invented a few years ago, it is very Hakenpive-ish out there. And so to talk about Hakenpive, David Mackey from the Finnish American Heritage Center and the Finnish American Reporter comes to join me. It's going to be a typical cold Hakenpive. After a couple of years, we got a break for a couple of years there.
We did. We had some abnormal January weather for the past couple of Hakenpive festivals. This year, it'll be more what we Upers are used to and what we should get out and celebrate.
Yeah, and of course, it's something that goes no matter what the temperatures are. We've done the whole thing at almost minus temperatures in years past. You just need to bundle up and be careful and come out and enjoy.
Absolutely right. That's why we design the festival the way we do. We're celebrating the midpoint of winter, after all, so we should expect some cold, chilly temperatures. But we make it so that there's not only plenty of things to do outside, but if you need a break from the cold, you can go in and there's plenty to do inside as well. It's really truly the cliche, something for everyone.
Indeed, and you want to go inside anyway, at least to check out those Tories, because the food is so good and the stuff is so nice.
Oh, absolutely. It truly is a feast for all of the senses. As soon as you open the door for the Tory market, you know that you're going to come out of there with something in your hands, if not something in your stomach as well. The folks who put that on, the vendors who come in for that, they're always very eager to be a part of it, because Hakenpive is one of the most well-attended festivals as far as markets go.
Now, there are going to be two of them once again this year, one in the Finnish American Heritage Center and one across Quincy Green at the Methodist Church.
That's absolutely right. Demand was so high and so many people are interested in being part of it, both as customers and as vendors. We do have the two sites again, and I hope people will take the time to visit both.
Indeed, because you'll find different things at both. And a lot of, there's imported merchandise, a lot of it from Finland. There's really good food, some of it Finnish-based, some of it just, you know, regular food. And if you're a little bit chilly, you'll find hot beverages and such. And it's a lot of good company. I always talk to a lot of fun people there.
Oh, absolutely. It's really a great atmosphere in the Tory. There's, like you said, of quite a variety of goods available. A lot of them are even stuff that's handcrafted by some very talented local artisans. And when you get a chance to get your hands on some of those items, I can promise the temptation will be strong and you probably should bring a shopping bag.
Let's talk about some of the other things going on. There is still one enrichment class this afternoon, or this evening, I suppose
it's
it is.
Evening, this evening,
yes. It's at 6 o'clock, is it?
That's right. At 6 o'clock, Don Reinholm, he's in town already. He's a member of the band Finfolk that'll be here to entertain us throughout the weekend. He is going to be leading an accordion workshop at the Finnish American Heritage Center, and this is designed for whatever talent level you bring to the workshop. If you've never touched an accordion before, or if you've performed on one before, this class will still be for you.
Do you need to sign up in advance for this?
It's helpful, but it's not necessary, especially with it being the day of. Walk-ins are always welcome.
And there's a fee with this?
$15 per person, please. It helps us to offset the costs of providing these programs, and really, it's quite a steal to be learning from an accordionist as talented as Don.
Yeah, for $15, believe me, I know what you pay for private lessons and seminars from good musicians, and $15 is really, really inexpensive.
Without a doubt.
The classes have been well attended.
The one who's come out to a class has really come out feeling rewarded and uplifted. You learn something, you spend some time with some friends, new and old, and just to immerse yourself in the traditions that these folks are preserving, you can then take these traditions home with you and continue them on for future generations in your own family.
We talked about the Tory coming up on Saturday as part of the Hakenpive activities. Of course, one of the highlights is the big parade. If you want to be in the parade, do you need to sign up in advance?
It's not necessary. It's rather casual in that way. If you are bringing something a bit large to the parade, it's good that people know in advance. It helps with the lineup. But by and large, it's show up at about 10:30 or so near the La Cantina restaurant in Hancock, and we'll get you lined up and get you out on the parade route where you can celebrate Finnish American culture and the midpoint of winter with us.
And the parade will travel through downtown Hancock and wind up at Quincy Green. I'll be doing the announcing for the parade. Ran into Kay Seppala, and she has promised to help me once again this year. She is always so invaluable. valuable, and a couple other people have helped out over the years as well, explaining who the various Finnish characters are in the parade from Finnish mythology.
Yes, they're always a highlight of the parade. It's a good chance for people to be entertained and educated at the same time. They'll get to see some folks in costume dressed as Finnish-American characters such as Saint Urho or Heikki Lunta, as well as some characters from the Finnish national epic Kalevala. And as part of the parade this year, in recognition of our 20th anniversary, when you see the covered wagon coming down the parade route, you'll notice some folks seated in the wagon. Actually, I guess it's not covered, but in the wagon, you'll see some Hankooki Heikki alumni. We've gathered as many folks who've been Hankooki and Heikkis in the past. They're all, as many as we could, are going to come together, and we'd like to recognize them again since we're celebrating a milestone.
Are you going to be in that wagon? Because you're a former Hankooki and Heikki.
I am, but I will be on foot representing my workplace. My wife and I will be carrying a banner, and you'll see me near the front of the parade. So I'll have a chance to, once the parade ends, shift gears and get to managing the outdoor games that we have on tap.
And we congratulate this year's Hankooki and Heikki, Kevin Manninen.
Yes, Kevin has been the leader of the Finnish-American Chamber of Commerce UP chapter since its inception 4 or 5 years ago. And if you follow the local news a bit, you see that the chamber has really done great things in bringing Finnish companies to Upper Michigan to give them get their feet on the ground and perhaps start North American operations here in Hancock. So Kevin is representative of that success, and we're very proud to have him representing Finnish-American culture this way this year.
Yeah, he's a good friend and has certainly done a lot, and a very, very deserving award.
Absolutely.
For Kevin, who will be featured in the parade. After the parade, we will do our typical high-pressure athletic competitions.
Yes, tongue firmly in cheek. We'll have the wife-carrying contest and the kids' kick sled races, which are, like you said, rather informal competitions. We try to make them as much street theater as we do competition, and I'm looking to incorporate a couple of new elements into the wife-carrying contest this year, just to change things up a bit and give us another reason to laugh and stay warm while we're out taking part. And on the other side of the green from the wife-carrying contest, we're going to have some hobby horse games that the good folks at So Cranky in Hancock are planning to give people a chance. Those who've made their hobby horses can now get out and play with them a bit on the Quincy Green.
Yeah, now you're doing this just to confuse your humble announcer, I'm sure, is what you're doing, is to change things up here.
No, goodness, it'll be very easy to pick up on. In fact, that's something people should keep in mind, is that you don't need to come prepared for anything just other than just to have some fun.
Yeah, the kick sled races obviously are for kids.
Yes, our sleds are of the youth size. We don't have adult-sized sleds available, so kids 12 and under can have a race and compete for some scrumptious Finnish chocolate.
But the rules for the wife-carrying contest, they're pretty liberal. You don't have to be husband and wife. You don't even have to be related. You don't necessarily even have to be of different sexes. We've had all sorts of duos compete in this.
And that's the best part, because it truly is open to anyone, everyone. The only criteria is that you're willing to enjoy yourself while you're taking part. It's not designed to be cutthroat competition. It's designed to give us a reason to celebrate the fact that winter's half over, regardless what the mercury might say.
Now, let's talk a little bit quickly about this boat that's been built. This is a Finnish-style boat that's been built by students in Calumet.
That's right. This is part of our Finnish-American Folk School programming that we run through the Finnish-American Heritage Center. And this past fall, a boat builder from Minnesota came into Calumet High School's woodshop classes, and he led as these students learned how to build a Finnish-style wooden boat. And for several months, it's been in the woodshop, and now it's going to be unveiled to the public at Heikinpäivä. It's going to be made available at Risto's Hardware in Hancock, just across the street from the Finnish-American Heritage Center. And folks can walk in and meet the teacher, the Calumet woodshop teacher who helped lead the class. Perhaps some of his students will be there, and they can see what these kids accomplished and find out how they went about accomplishing it.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. We can also talk real quickly here about reindeer, because there's a focus on reindeer. We're going to have some on Saturday in Quincy Green.
That's right.
But we're talking a little bit more seriously about reindeer.
Yes, we're thinking that people will be sparked and they'll enjoy the fact that for the first time in many years, we'll have some reindeer on Quincy Green on Saturday. A gentleman from downstate is bringing up a pair of deer for us to enjoy and learn about. And we think that'll be the spark for people to come out on Monday after Heikinpäivä to learn about whether a reindeer herd in the the Copper Country is a viable opportunity for some landowners or farmers. We have a herder from Finland coming in. In fact, he's in flight right now, and he'll offer some expertise and insights. We have some people from the DNR slated to be on hand, where we can ask some questions, get some answers, and find out if we can have our own reindeer herd here in the Copper Country and further express just how much we are Finnish American here.
Now, when we're talking about a reindeer herd, are we talking about like farmed reindeer herds?
Right.
Okay, not a wild reindeer
herd. That's strictly my assumption, but I would assume that with the way that land ownership works here in the United States, that it would be best to consider that they be considered more like livestock than free range. But yeah, that very well could be one of the questions that comes up at the forum.
Is there a market for reindeer as livestock?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, if people wanted to see the behind-the-scenes work it takes just to get two reindeer here for Heikinpäivä for the display purposes, you'd realize that there is definitely a place for reindeer to be an economic boon to the Copper Country, not only for the tourism industry, but also several other economics ranging from food processing to byproducts that can be used in the art world.
I'm looking forward to learning more about that. Let's hit quickly on the Finnish hymn sing and concert. That is 2 o'clock Sunday.
That's right. What better way to wind up your Heikinpäivä weekend and stay warm, not only physically, but be warmed on the inside as well when we go to the Heikinpäivä hymn sing at Zion Lutheran Church. Like you said, it's at 2 o'clock on Sunday. There'll be chances for the audience to sing along if they're able. Otherwise, sit back and enjoy. There's a lineup of performers that are going to wow you, including Don Reinholm, who will be performing his long sought after solo accordion rendition of Finlandia. That people I know who have heard that several times, they are moved to tears every time. It is just so powerful.
And one final event actually coming up a week from tomorrow, that is the Family Fun Night.
Oh, that is a great experience. My children mark that on their calendars, typically the day after the previous year's one ends. It's a great opportunity for kids and their parents and their grandparents to all come together, celebrate a bit more Finnish American culture in a very inexpensive, fun-filled atmosphere at the Heritage Center.
Yeah, it's $5 per family to get in. And if you'd like to kind of get your young ones started in learning the Finnish heritage, this is a great opportunity to do so.
Oh, absolutely. They're learning about cultural events without even realizing they're learning. They're just having so much fun.
David Mackey, it's always a pleasure having you in the studio. It's always a pleasure being involved in Heikinpäivä, and I'm looking forward to announcing again this Saturday. I'm going to wear many layers and many socks.
That's right. We live here on purpose, and we know how to prepare for the weather.
Absolutely. We are hardy youpers and we scoff at the cold. That's me scoffing.
Yes, or I coughing. Agree. I shall scoff with you as we're through our smiles on Saturday morning.
Absolutely. It's going to be a good time. Bundle up and come out, and you can link to the full Heikinpäivä schedule through our website at kbar102.com. There's a link right on the front. See you at Heikinpäivä on Saturday.